one of the problems that accompanies the grace of getting to hear the scriptures frequently is we hear the first two or three lines, we say, yeah, I know what it's going to be about. And we kind of tune out. And the full impact of it doesn't really get to us. The translation here and there doesn't help either, I must say. So Peter's asking this question. How many times do I have to forgive? Seven? He thought that was a lot. And Jesus said, no. 70 sevens. Then he told this parable. Now, our Lord is a very vivid storyteller because he is mediating divine reality. He's trying to give us now an idea of how indebted we are to God and how harsh we are with those who are in debt to us. Now, there are many things that help understand this. One is that the word our Lord is using for debt, hov, is also the word for sin. That is, sin is always looked upon as a hov, a debt. If you remember the old translation, forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors, you know, because of this word. We sin, we're in debt to God. So he goes on with the story. The king decided to settle accounts with his servant. Now they translated who owed him a huge amount. The translators get tired of trying to adjust to the to give people an idea of this number. So a huge amount, now we don't have to calculate it anymore. But we lose a bit of the story that way too. Because you see, the amount would be more than Rome collected from the whole Judean Galilean province in a year. It's a couple of, you know, it's billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. So a huge amount doesn't do it. The same as we owe God, you know, $70 billion. Pay it off. Now we get an idea, you see, what we're talking about. So, what you do with the debt, with somebody in debt, you put him in jail, and then the relatives have to scrounge around and get the money and so forth and get him out. So, he's going to go to debtor's prison. But he fell down and did it homage. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars. Be patient and I will pay you back in full. No way. See how powerful this story is? Trying to give us an idea of who we are and how we relate to God. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the whole debt. Then he goes out and he finds a fellow servant, you know, who owed him, you know, again, a much smaller amount. You see, he owed him, you know, $4,000 or $5,000. And he said, you pay that off or you're going to jail. He said, I can't. And he uses the same words that the other fellow used with the king. Give me a little time and I'll pay you the whole thing. Well, maybe he can. The other guy's never going to pay the billions of dollars. He can't. And so, falls to his knees, but he refused. Now he goes to jail. And so now the family has to scrounge around to get him out and pay the debt. Okay? Well, then they told the master about this. So he calls him in. I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? And then he does send him to jail till he paid the whole amount. Well, he's never going to pay that. Now, what's the moral of the story? Well, in one, it's pretty obvious, right? But let's reflect on it now. How much do we owe God? We owe him our eternal life. Not only did he forgive the debt, he himself, God, came in human nature and died so that the debt could be paid. And now somebody's offended us, or we don't like somebody, well, get over it, because this is serious. I sure do my best to forgive, because I don't want the Lord deciding, well, you know, you didn't forgive, so I'm not going to forgive. I don't want that. And so it's just, on one level, it's just good business. But it's deeper than that. Because how can I really do this? I can allow the Lord to so smite my heart that I really see of what I have been forgiven. You know, the Kyrie of ours, once he said, don't ask the Lord for a vision of your true state before him. This is the Kyrie of ours said this. I did, and I nearly went crazy. I didn't realize how much I owed him. You know, I just didn't realize. So don't, until you're ready to really see it, don't ask for it. It could drive you literally crazy. So, as we end this reflection, let us at least remember to forgive everybody. And so you're going through this Mass, forgive. So that the Lord can forgive you. You know, it's interesting, in the monastic tradition, the old hermits particularly would pray to know that their sins were forgiven. And how did they know when their sins were forgiven? When they found in their heart forgiveness of everybody. Whew. Now I'm forgiven.